could never be as good as this. But I have this physical problem where my neck muscles and my back muscles go like this, and I can't seem to relax. So I'm doing all this right, except that I can't relax.
Well, those muscles are just indications. It's just a further indication. Those muscles are just saying, since you're ignoring the subtler signs of emotion, we'll give you less subtle signs.
Okay.
That's what that's all about.
Okay.
So, and it's not easy. You've trained yourself into an attitude of responsibility. You want to keep your commitments. You want to do what you said you were going to do. You want things to work out in the way that you've asked for them to. But we were talking to you, and we've been talking to everyone today, about making peace with where you are is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. Right. And so here's the thing that you have to, that we can feel that may be a point of resistance or obstacle within you. If you say, I think I've been doing all of this, and through all of this effort of attempting to align and trying to hear what Abraham says and apply it, through all of that, what's been happening is that my property value went down, 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 and my financial income has gone down, 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 and am I not just doing more of the same, and won't it go down, down, downer? We want to say to you that you're hearing things here today that you did not know before. There is a stronger emphasis about doing the thing that you can do, which is get into the vortex, regardless of what's going on. In other words, when you get in there, one day, you may have heard this story, but it is so applicable to what you're saying that we're going to give it to you. It'll be easier for you to hear this than if we speak directly about what you're talking about. We hear your beeper. A man talked about losing his financial empire. And I am this many years old, and it took me all of these years to amass this fortune, and now I don't have time to do it again. And we said, through all of that living of life, the fortune that you have amassed is the vibrational escrow. It's your vibrational escrow that you are amassing, not property value, not income value. It's your vibrational escrow that you are amassing. And in that vibrational escrow is property value, is abundance, is friendship, is relationships, are all of the things that you want. But your true value, the nest egg that you have been creating and that source energy has been tending to, you talk about someone that you can trust watching out for this legacy that you have built for yourself. In other words, that's your inheritance. That's what you've built. That's what was your inheritance because it was waiting for you when you got there, and you have been investing in it through all that you've lived every day since. And it is valid, and it is real, and it is energy that you will be able to take to the bank. But you cannot let the momentary way things look take you away from that, or then you deprive yourself of your true legacy, of your true inheritance, of your true abundance. So if you can make peace with where you are and where you are. So this is what we were saying to this man. You are not bankrupt. You've got this nest egg. Your life has amounted to all of this, and you can cash it in any time you manage to get over there. Wow. Don't you know of so many people who are standing in a place of not having what they wanted and then had a very quick turnaround where things began to shower down? In other words, this is not something that is anomaly. This is something that happens all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Wonderful thing. Are in the offing for you. You just have to relax and allow them to be, you see. This is your inheritance. This is what you're wanting to tend to. All of that other stuff is just fluff. It's all fodder for what you're putting into there. None of that means anything. This means everything. Wonderful. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. This has been a perfect day of co-creating. It is co-creating at its best. And over the next 3 days, you will have opportunity to collect a little contrast, not much, and ruminate over what's been going on. There will never be, at least not this far in your life, a better opportunity for you to maintain your position in your vortex than you will experience over the next few days. And when we rendezvous again on Friday, we will take thought beyond that which it has been before, but the energy improvement from even now to then will be noticeable to everyone in this room. We've enjoyed this immensely. There is great love here for you. Yes.